Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Om Shri Sai Ram. As we dive into the fantastic possibilities that await us in the year 2019, dear listeners, let us recall a few lines from the Desiderata, a prose poem written by American writer Max Ehrman in the year 1927. I quote Ehrman and he says, "Go placidly amid the noise and haste and remember what peace there may be in silence. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God. With all its sham, drudgery and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy." Unquoting the Desiderata. With that sage reflection from Max Ehrman, I offer myself at the lotus feet of the source of all sweetness, fragrance and grace, the very embodiment of unconditional boundless love, the glue that binds us all and knits us into a gorgeous mosaic, the soul and goal of Radio Sai, our dearest and most beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. A loving Sai Ram, good morning, and once again a happy new year to all the listeners of Morning Glory from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Dear listeners, my name is Karuna and today is the 10th of January 2019 and you are tuned to Morning Glory on Radio Sai's Asia Stream. The exact time in the ashram right now is 42 minutes past 9 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. And the current temperature outside the Prashanthi Digital Studios is a very comfortable 22 degrees Celsius. The Divine Valley is experiencing overnight lows of 13 degrees Celsius and daytime highs of 32 degrees Celsius. It's quite a range there with really very cool nights and warm sunshine in the afternoon. And it feels especially warm when you're out there in the sun, as I always say, practicing for the big day. Indeed, the big day is now less than 24 hours away. And that is the spectacular annual sports and cultural meet of the Sai schools, colleges and university, which is scheduled to take place at the historic and scenic Sri Satya Sai Hillview Stadium in Prashanthi Nilayam tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. sharp. It always begins on time. So tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon, that is on January 11, 2019, Baba's students from grade 1 to PhD will be pouring their love in the presence of the Divine Founding Chancellor and for galleries full of excited spectators, and they will present their march past, their drills, their gymnastics, acrobatics, dances, everything and anything you can think of. They are so creative, and even more creative than the students are their teachers who guide them. So in this process, as you can imagine, thousands of spectators will witness the perfection, the precision, the discipline of children ranging from 5 years of age all the way to mid-20s. And when we see that display of love and discipline and creativity and practice, one realizes why Swami always said that his only property is his students. It's such a touching moment when they come and offer their salute in front of the Shanti Vedika, which is where Bhagwan's seat is kept. And how much, it's just tomorrow morning, you can imagine what this town is like right now, from accommodation office to the Gopuram gate. There are people coming in, there are people checking into the local lodges and hotels. Everywhere there are parents, there are curious spectators, there are people who love Swami and his students, past students, alumni. The place is full of excited people, and tomorrow all roads will lead to the Hillview Stadium. There's so much of anticipation in the air, and I hope as many of our brothers and sisters can come to Parthi by tomorrow morning as is possible. Now, in case you can't, dear listeners, I have good news for you. Always, you must stay tuned to RadioSai.org and watch everything live, because the team at Radio Sai has been working day and night, and I mean that literally, to ensure that all the cabling is in place, and we will try to bring you every facet of this most interesting and spectacular event from every possible interesting angle. So the cables have gone up from Hanumanji on the hilltop to the university building to every possible vantage point from where we can capture this event for you and bring you the most finest footage ever. So your one-stop shop without any price to pay except love for Swami is www.radiosai.org tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. Now, meanwhile, I have a very important thought for you to reflect upon, and it comes from the wisdom of the greatest reformer of education in independent India. And I'm wondering if you can guess who that might be, but that's not my question for the morning. I have a very important question coming up. Before I tell you what this thought is, may I request you to please save this number on your phone. It's the WhatsApp number for sending us feedback, because I have planned a very important question for all the listeners of Radio Sai, and I would love for you to send me your responses by WhatsApp at this number, 9393258258. So it's 9393258258. This is the Radio Sai's feedback WhatsApp number. We would request you to kindly use it only to send us your feedback. No forwards, please. And you can also reach me at karuna@radiosai.org in case you must. But I would prefer if you sent us the feedback on the WhatsApp number 9393258258. You can save it as Radio Sai feedback number. And here is a thought that comes from the source of all wisdom. It says, whosoever assigns their wealth, strength, intellect and devotion towards the promotion of humanity is worthy of reverence. They are those who are born for a noble purpose. This ideal of service and the urge to practice it forms the very heart of education. Those powerful words from the Divine Founder Chancellor of our university, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Now, with that, I want to just share with you what's going on in my mind, dear listeners. I think it's high time to raise the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini related awareness quotient of the Radio Sai listeners around the world. And you may recall that on November 30th, December 1 and 2, the annual meet of the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program took place right here in Prashanthi Nilayam. And being part of that team, I was very fortunate to participate in that momentous occasion. And today, I will play for you part one of an extensive conversation that I have recorded with my colleagues at Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini, and I've divided it into parts to play over the next few weeks. I've serialized it because it's such a multifaceted program, and it's very hard to capture the 360-degree view of it in just one simple conversation. So, in this connection, I'm going to be asking you a very important question. And for you to understand what Vidya Vahini does, I just have this analogy to share with you. Every year during Navratri, the students of Baba's University participate in Gram Seva. And they deliver these packets of Bhagwan's Prasadam to everybody who needs them. including yours truly. And each packet consists of three things. The first packet has Pulihara rice. That's that spicy tamarind rice, very delicious, flavorful. The next packet has a laddu, a sweet, a nice sweet dessert which comes from Parthi. And even if we send it to someone in America, the moment they eat the Puttaparthi laddu, they say, I can think of Darshan, because that's our characteristic signature laddu. So there is the Pulihara rice and there is the laddu. And the third package is a brand new beautiful item of clothing. For ladies, we get a sari. For gents, it's a dhoti. So just as Bhagwan sends three packets of his prasadam during Gram Seva, I'm happy to inform you, dear listeners, that every single day, at the behest and at the direct command of our Lord Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, his Vidya Vahini program also delivers three packets of his prasadam to the rural teachers across this great nation of Bharat to empower them to make their delivery of education insightful, to make it inspiring, to make it enjoyable and participative. And Baba wants this education model to be delivered in this insightful, inspiring, enjoyable and participative manner, not only inside the classroom. This, what we refer to, there's a lot of jargon that I have to get everybody, up to speed with. Now, this insightful, inspiring, enjoyable and participative, also known as IIEP, kind of education has to be delivered not only inside the classroom, but it has to extend outside the threshold of the classroom door into the corridor and then extend to the larger campus and then embrace the entire community. So there are four domains that this education has to extend into: the classroom, the corridor, the campus and the community. But how do we deliver this? How does Vidya Vahini package Swami's prasadam and give it to the teachers? This is delivered through three beautiful prasadam packages from Swami. The first package is called content. So beautifully done lesson plans or content is delivered to these teachers. Now, how do you use this content? For that, Vidya Vahini provides the second prasadam in the form of training. That is Swami's second prasadam for rural teachers of this country. And the third prasadam that Swami gives them is teaching aids. Because we insist on making, addressing not only visual and audio learners, but also kinesthetic learners, children who learn hands-on, we have to provide the teaching aids also. Therefore, Vidya Vahini provides content, training and teaching aids, to rural teachers to help them to make, to improve the delivery of education in their classrooms. And this is something that has begun at the time, as you know, of Bhagwan's birthday, 85th birthday. And the program is now deeply entrenched and rooted. And we have had a very great partnership in technology with the Tata Consultancy Services, which is often referred to as TCS, or the India's premier IT company. They being our partners, it has been a great help to us to put things together. And we have a whole range of information technology volunteers across the world. These people are referred to as ITVs. These information technology volunteers cannot create by themselves the education materials. So they work with someone called subject matter experts, frequently referred to as SMEs, subject matter experts. And they are the ones who help us to deliver this content, create these packages and put them together. Now today, I'll bring you part one of this conversation where you get a good introduction to one aspect of this program. And my guest on the show this morning, this is a pre-recorded interview that I recorded at the end of our annual meet. It was recorded on 2nd of December 2018 in the afternoon. My guests on this show are Sri Bharat Bhushan Gupta, that is Mr. B.B. Gupta from Chandigarh, Sri R.K. Jain, Ms. Sai Sudha Multani, Mr. M.R.K. Prasad, Mrs. Sinduja Karthik, Mrs. Suhasini Nagraj, Mrs. Devyani Balasubramanyam, Mrs. Usha Raghavan, Mr. Sai Kumar Kumaraswamy, Mr. Prantik Sen, and Mrs. Vidya Thakkar, among others. So you will be hearing from these guests on the show. But before I play that file, I have a very important question, and I urge you all to respond to me ASAP on my WhatsApp number 9393258258. This is the Radio Size feedback number. The question is, do you, based on what I just told you, if you were paying attention, can you list the three prasadam packages that Vidyavahini delivers at Bhagwan's command to rural teachers. What are our three deliverables? You can write number 1, number 2 and number 3. The three major deliverables of the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program to empower rural teachers are, and I'm waiting for your answer, and please write your full name and place at the end of your answer because we don't have your number saved, right? This is an office phone and we don't have every listener's name and number saved, so we don't know who's sending the answers. It would be good to write your name. For example, if your name is Jane Doe, do write Jane Doe from Surat, Gujarat. So I know that Mrs. Jane Doe has written to me from Gujarat and in Surat. So we would like to know your answers. List the three deliverables, the three packages of Swami's Prasadam that Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini delivers or offers to rural teachers in his attempt to empower them at the command of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I will be waiting for your answers, and on the other side of this interview, dear listeners, I will read out the names and the answers I will share with you. So I'm right here waiting to hear from you, and while I play this interview for the next little while, you get busy, please, sending me your answers at the number I just read out, 9393-258-258. And till we meet again on the other side of this interview and I read out your feedback, I urge you to enjoy this interview with my colleagues from the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program. Thank you and enjoy. Have a great listen. Sairam, dear listeners.
Sairam.
It's my great pleasure and honor to continue the conversation that was started about the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program. What is it about? What do they do? Where do they operate? These are the kind of questions we get often because there's a little bit of lack of awareness about the details. That is because it's such an elaborate and unique program that it takes a while to wrap one's head around its scope and dimension and potential to make a difference. So I thought I'll do it in bits and pieces, and as much as I'm a part of the team, given my prior experience with Radio Sai, I thought it's best I invite my colleagues from Vidyavahini to bring us up to speed, bring our listeners up to speed about the various facets of this fascinating program. So today I'm going to start the conversation with who are known as the state leads. The program is highly non-hierarchical and is decentralized. As a matter of fact, every state has its own little team, which is a replica of the larger central team here, or rather the smaller central team in Prashanthi Nilayam. So I have the pleasure of welcoming right now in this round a number of state leads. I have with me Mr. B.B. Gupta from Chandigarh. Sairam, sir.
Sairam.
Welcome to Radio Sai. And I also have the pleasure of welcoming the state coordinator for Andhra Pradesh and Telangana State, Brother M.R.K. Prasad. Sairam, brother.
Sairam.
And also from Chandigarh is Mr. R.K. Jain, who is joining us this afternoon. Sairam, sir.
Sairam.
And finally, from Mumbai, Maharashtra, we have Sai Sudha Multani. Sairam, Sai Sudha.
Sairam, ma'am.
Welcome to all of you. I'm going to start with maybe ladies first, with Sai Sudha first. So Sai Sudha Multani, can you tell us what involves this job or this responsibility of being a state lead? What does your team do basically?
Basically, we have various functional teams like the content team, the training team, the multimedia team, the IT team. So whatever the plan of action is there for the central team, which is communicated to us, that has to be disseminated to this team, and there's a team working under them, and then they have to carry out whatever is communicated to us.
So the same kind of a template that exists at a central level is replicated at a state level?
Yes.
Because it has to trickle down?
Right.
How is it working out in Maharashtra, if I may ask?
Okay, so as far as content goes, we are a very strong team in Maharashtra.
So there would be a number of teachers, educators, subject matter?
Yes, experts. Like so we have like three subjects, like science, maths and social studies. Mm-hmm. So we have the subject leads for those. And then they have a team below them. So they in turn guide that team. So they are like teachers, there are IT volunteers under them, there are reviewers, language reviewers, you know, they collaborate and coordinate and work with them.
Thank you for that information. So from Maharashtra, let's travel to North India, to Chandigarh. And I'm going to request Mr. B.B. Gupta to bring us up to speed how the state team in Chandigarh operates and what are your salient features, sir?
See, we are not much in number. Quantity-wise, we are not much, but quality-wise, every teacher of DCM group of school, which
you had personally,
they are well-versed with Vidyavahini, and they are enjoying Vidyavahini. Main thing is, they know that this is going to help in teaching process, learning process, and everyone is enjoying. That's the fact.
I understand that although the central team of Vidyavahini is pushing mostly for math, science, social studies and environmental studies and English, that is our focus. In your school, you have extended the program on your own and adopted the same methodology across the board for other subjects. That's really very unique. Could you explain that,
please? Actually, what happens initially when we started with that, there was three subjects. Then the other teacher used to say that they are Vidyavahini. Voila. Okay. So that's the concern that we don't want to divide the whole school into two parts.
Vidyavahinis and non-Vidyavahinis.
So we thought that every subject Vidyavahini should be implied. So that's the reason that we asked the Hindi teacher also, the art and craft teacher also, Punjabi teacher also, why not we go for the other subject likewise as we are going for math, science and social science.
So how is it working out? What is the feedback that you're receiving from your teachers, students or parents?
Actually, you see, the teachers, they are enjoying it because they are able to give something which is not in the book. And initially, they were telling the values to the students, but now the students are telling value to the teacher. That is happening because with every subject, when the teacher asks what kind of value you can derive, they give so good an answer that basically it becomes the part of their teaching process in the next class. So what we have is, we have got 96 teachers and almost 96 subjects are there. Means 96 subject means?
From first to?
First to 12th. There are, in some classes, there are 10 subjects, 7 subject, 8 subject. So each teacher is responsible for one class, one subject. So she generate the lesson plan and put it on the portal of the school website. And then every teacher takes the help of that. At the end of the completion of the lesson, they sit together and then they discuss that next time we'll be using this little better. They share their ideas, and this way our pedagogy is improving day by day. We are working for the betterment. Next time it is better than the earlier.
Oh, that is very heartwarming to hear. And I believe you work closely with Sri R.K. Jain.
Yes.
Who's a technologist and a teacher. So what is your assessment of the state level work that Vidyavahini is doing, sir?
I have recently joined Vidyavahini with Mr. Gupta. So what I feel is it's a wonderful concept. Within last 2 months, probably I helped Mr. Gupta to write that book. So most
line
of the
of
assets,
control,
line of control, most of the assets has been written by me. So I could understand, I liked the concept, therefore I could deliver it. So same thing my teachers in the school, they probably, we are initiating them, we are advising them to adopt Vidyavahini concept, the 7 asset concept at least, in each sphere of their life, not only in teaching, like even in the food, you say this food is enjoying, or you can prepare this particular dish, so that this is a suggested activity. So what I'm trying to say, we are trying to implement this 7 asset and other Vidyavahini concepts, IIEP, into 4C.
Into many C's, beyond 4C's.
But let's concentrate on 4C's as far as Vidyavahini is concerned. So those concepts we are trying to implement in every sphere of life.
That's
besides
wonderful.
Teaching.
That's so great to hear.
In staff room, we just say that it is interesting aside. It is suggested.
So everybody is using Vidyavahini language.
Even we are walking, we are teachers of conversation, we say, "Are yeah, this is very interesting. This is interesting aside." Something like that. So
it's very nice to know that it has percolated
into the school system. It has percolated into every walk of life.
That's good to know. Thank you. Brother M.R.K. Prasad is the state coordinator for Andhra Pradesh and Telangana state and one of the earliest veterans of Vidyavahini who has been involved with the program right from its inception. He's also a former student of the Satyasai University. Sairam, brother.
Sairam.
So could you bring us up to speed about how Andhra Pradesh and Telangana state are replicating the blueprint from the center at the state level and how it's working out?
Yes. In APNTS, we call it the Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, we have close to around 15 schools, where 12 of them are supported schools and the rest 3 of them are content generation schools. Content generation schools means we have Vizag Vidya Vihar School, Hyderabad Vidya Vihar School and the Rajahmundry Gurukulam School.
And these are Swami's well-functioning schools.
Well-functioning schools, yes. And they cater to the buddy concept where supported schools will depend on them for content, training and also activity-based learning. As we all know that Vidyavahini helps these 3 verticals, content, training and the activity-based learning,
yes.
Teaching aids. So you have the relationship with a good teacher in terms of excelling your own self by becoming a buddy and getting to know how to actually transact the lesson plan in the class by taking some help from the other teacher, I think we are getting the rural school teacher to the speed mm-hmm. of a better school which is in the city. The concept actually happens in such a way that the better school teacher leads the rural school teacher to speed and they both are at equal level. That is something that we are trying to evolve. Past 6 years that we had been functioning, we have close to around 560 teachers in these 15 schools, and we cater to around 10,000 students in the two states. We have close to around 42 volunteers from Vidyavahini who help the teachers to reach out to the content. Here, one very important concept is that the website srisachsaividyavahini.org, which has been developed by TCS, had been a very good aid for the teachers. But then the deployment app, which is the application that which has been instituted very recently, that has actually made a big difference.
Because we can operate it offline without internet.
Correct.
Also.
That's
it's
right.
On a pen drive.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So the teachers can even give their feedback on the lesson plan that they're transacting.
By syncing the pen drive back into the system and the portal catches.
The technology has been implemented very properly in this place.
Well, Andhra Pradesh is a part of India where IT is quite prevalent and advanced. You know, the joke that if you want to get a job in Silicon Valley, you need to know two languages, Java and Telugu. So, so basically, the urban Andhra Pradesh people have a fairly good knowledge. But to what extent do you find it has percolated to the smaller towns and villages where we are trying to extrapolate Satyasai education through technology? Is it a realistic goal?
Yes, we have taken the help of Sri Satyasai Seva organization here. We have reached out to state presidents. We have reached out to the district presidents in the local levels, wherever the schools are. We have requested them to build up the ecosystem around the school, where the samitis will contribute to their, from their educational wing, they send youth members to the school, where they would be able to help out the teachers and also get the feedback from the students and give back to the portal so that, you know, we have tight monitoring system on the lesson plan. They also help on the science for fun activities,
which is experiential
learning
of science for grade 9 and 10.
That's right. So this is the youth members of the rural parts of India or Andhra Pradesh also are able to help the teachers because they are very good at the technical skills. Especially Andhra Pradesh, we have close to around 350 engineering colleges, where that means 350 into maybe almost a lakh of people are there as engineers ready every year. So we have that technical expertise to come and help the teachers of these rural schools and the students also.
That's very nice to know. Thank you. Did you have any final thoughts, Guptaji, before I let you go?
See, we have some plan that we want to share with the other states. Basically, what we feel is that we should have some kind of sports meet for the national, in case if possibly we should have an event in state, then the state team at Parthi, we can have it something like that. Which basically we prepare our cricket team of state and every state team, and then we call Sachin Tendulkar and let him see that may some student of our be selected for the national team, and we'll say that they are our Vidyavahini students. This is basically the dream that we wish that.
Let's keep it at Swami's lotus feet. When he wills, it will come to happen. It's a very nice dream and a good goal to cherish.
We want that, like in CBSE, we have Sahodaya. Sahodaya means rise together. So this way, I mean, each state has got some kind of their own beauty they have. That let us add that we should have the expert of one state should go to the other state and share their experiences with each other. This way we will be getting benefit and the other one will look after us, that they'll see that these are Vidyavahini school, they must be knowing something extra than our schools. This is what I feel that we should go for. And
nice
we
part.
Dream, let's, we hope, we pray Swami will do this for us.
Thank you, sir. Sister Sinduja Karthik, along with Mrs. Pramodini Reddy, is the co-coordinator for the state of Karnataka, and the Sri Satyasai Vidyavahini program has a lot of schools that implement the Vidyavahini program in the state of Karnataka. So it's a great pleasure for me to have you on the show, Sinduja.
Thank you for having me with you, Sairam.
What can you tell us about the template that the Karnataka state team uses to implement the Vidyavahini program at that level? Number of Satyasai schools in your state?
Yeah, we have actually close to 14 schools whom we are actively engaged with.
And they're spread over
a very large geographical region.
That is true.
And the challenge that we constantly face is a huge part of the Vidyavahini team of volunteers in Karnataka are actually based in Bangalore. So while it is easy for us to interact with schools such as the ones in Bagepalli or in Tumkur or even in Mysore, sometimes we have to go to North Karnataka, you know, very far flung places.
How many hours to travel?
Overnight sometimes.
Wow.
14 to 16 hours in some cases. It becomes hugely difficult for us to have a sustained face-to-face engagement with such schools. But thanks to the technology sort of coming to our aid, we've now started to pioneer the efforts towards virtual training platforms. So we're looking at using the kind of expertise that we have amongst our training group, leveraging off of that from the comfort of their homes, where online platform they can actually train up to 50 to 100 teachers at a go. And it doesn't have to be only one-to-one. It can be one-to-many. So there can be several schools that can be actually connected to that trainer at one go through this multiple interfacing platform.
But isn't it a challenge to coordinate this sort of a thing from another place? You have to make sure video conferencing doesn't break, internet is working, and the local team is primed to receive the training that you're available to offer.
That is where the kind of work that has happened over the last 8 years to sort of build relationship with these schools has helped us hugely. Because as far as receiving what we have to give, all the schools are there to welcome us with open arms. As far as the other part that you talked about, which is technology, and it's not really in our control sometimes in terms of broadband and the connectivity.
Yeah, a lot of hiccups.
But yeah, it is beginning to improve. And we're looking at ways to sort of refurbish that entire attempt. We have local teams where we can sort of bank on them and say, you know, let's have a backup plan in place if plan A does not work. We've actually tried this live, so it's not that it is only in theory that we are talking right now.
Mm.
We have had close to about 4 or 5 training sessions and they have gone off very successfully. We hope to be able to implement this, replicate this a lot
more. Dr. Chandra Janakiraman has contributed greatly.
Hugely, yes.
We're talking about training. What about content generation? That's quite a big slice goes to Karnataka from that.
Absolutely. Again, I think Team Karnataka has also been very lucky to have some of the best content generators in terms of expertise, subject matter experts, as well as since they also come from a training background, they understand in what format the content should be so that it is easy for the schools to receive it. And a lot of these content generators have now been contributing towards the central team's work of ensuring that content is complete. Let me just take a minute to explain what
Please
that
do.
Is. Basically, for the last few years, every state was independently working on creating content for their respective boards. Because we do understand that where we're talking about state-level syllabus, we have multiple challenges. One is geographically tailored syllabus that exists. Secondly, syllabus in the vernacular. But over the last 2-3 years, a lot of the state board syllabi have actually started undergoing some revamping, and they have started to come closer and closer in terms of standards to the CBSE. So once we figured out this particular aspect, the central team decided, why don't we just focus on creating content mapped to the CBSE curriculum. We will then do a reverse mapping to all the state syllabi and see what is the extent of mapping that actually happens. So the idea is to bring down duplication of effort. So we're happy to say that a lot of content generators from Karnataka are actually working with the central team now to get the CBSE content done. And we are also looking forward to the fact that almost 95% of the Karnataka science and math syllabus will be completed during that effort. So it's sort of, two fruits with one stone. So
Getting a bit of a free ride,
yes,
aren't
absolutely.
You? Okay. What kind of a disparity do you find between the standards at the CBSE and the Karnataka State Board in terms of math and science?
I wouldn't say that the standards are largely different, but it is a way that it is actually spread out over various grades.
Explain.
So suppose CBSE is handling a concept at the grade 7 or 8 level. It might be visited only in the 9th or the 10th grade in the Karnataka state syllabus. So when we look at concept mapping, by and large, if CBSE is covered from our portal perspective, Karnataka state syllabus also stands to benefit. But what we need to now do is figure out for which grade it is applicable. So when you say standards, every concept will have been visited in both boards, but in terms of depth, to what extent it is dealt with at each grade level, what kind of activities are actually suggested by the respective boards, there is a bit of a lacuna there when the state boards are compared to the CBSE.
Now, if somebody is visiting our portal, a teacher, let's say, in northern Karnataka, and is not even a Satyasai teacher, and not familiar with the program, but just wants to visit the register as a user of Vidyavahini, and she teaches math grade 8, what are her chances of finding her syllabus-related material, ready-made lesson plans on the portal?
See, as far as chances of finding it, there is 70 to 80% chance that she will find what she is looking for. The only bit of work that she would have to do pre-work is to sort of read through what kind of keyword tagging we use, how do we do the search on the portal, right? And those guidelines I provided there on our portal itself in terms of once you've logged in as a user, how exactly do you conduct a search to pull out the best and the most relevant content that you're looking for. So matching is not an issue. It's just in terms of how do you go about navigating it so that you get the best fit for what you're looking for.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Sindhuja. So one of the key deliverables is content. Everybody's talking about content. What is content is the question I have for Mrs. Suhasini Nagraj, who is a veteran, experienced, very seasoned educator. And she has created a lot of content. So madam, please bring us up to speed. What does content entail? When we see we produce content training and teaching aids, what all belongs to this bucket of content?
Sairam, when we refer to content, it is the method of delivering the content which is there in the textbook. The textbook syllabus tells us what to teach. What we are trying to say is how to teach that. So if I use the word content creation, I am basically referring to all that the teacher needs to do in a classroom in order that the student is able to learn and also participate in his own learning.
I see. Give me a typical example of a content. Which are the subjects that we are focusing most on?
We started out with three subjects, which is science, math, and social studies. And when we started creating content, our focus was on creating a methodology which comprises of different aspects that make the learning deep and insightful, meaningful as well. So if I have to list out the seven assets that goes into creating a content, then we start out with the main script, which is the main dish that is served. Hmm. And then all the other embellishments which are necessary.
Let's list them once again.
Yeah. We start out with main script, which is the main 80% of our content is main script. We have suggested activities
for learners who may need a hands-on.
Who are kinesthetic.
Yes.
We have, of course, the MM part of it comes multimedia. Alongside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the multimedia comes alongside. That is basically for the visual learners. But and also serves as a focal point for both teachers and the learners.
Always draws attention.
Right. And the third asset that I'm going over to is interesting aside, which is pepping up little bit here and there, which is connected but may not be there in the textbook. So we draw to get their attention. They are attention grabbers, basically. And then we go on to something called as day-to-day relevance. Most of the time, children feel there is no connection between what they are doing in the subject and their own lives. Mm-hmm. So connecting the two is the day-to-day relevance. The value content we add, which is very seamlessly integrated along with the course content of the subject. And then we have the assessment. There are two types of questions that we have. One is assessment question, which comes sometimes in the beginning, sometimes towards the end. There's one very special category of question called as inquisitive question. The idea here is to get the students curious about learning, about that subject matter. So these inquisitive questions are curiosity creators, because once the child gets curious, 80% of learning begins. The child starts learning instead of the teacher trying to deliver the lesson to the child.
So you have to ignite that.
That's right.
Exploratory mindset.
Mindset, yeah. And the inquisitive questions serve that purpose.
Wonderfully said. So would I be right to assume it's like, you know, going to an all-you-can-eat buffet. So my rice or my roti I have to take, or the main dish, my pasta. But the fixins around what I take, whether it's chutney, papad, rasam, sambar, or, you know, korma, or whatever else I want around, or the fixins, the toppings on my pizza are the remaining six, which make it so delightful, whether it's the peppers or the pineapple or the cheese, and all the garnish that I put on top, so I make it a very tasty, beautiful, attractive dish. Does the teacher have the choice to pick and choose, or does one comprehensive lesson have to include all seven?
As content creators, we do include all seven. But to the other question, whether the teacher has the choice, yes, she definitely has. She may want to pick and choose a particular asset which she feels will enhance the learning of her class. It will also depend on the topic that she is dealing with and the composition of students of her class. You know, some children learn better through activities, whereas some teachers feel that the activity part might make them more restless, so she might want to focus upon inquisitive question more. So the proportion of which asset that she wants to deal with will depend totally on her, depending on the class, the topic, and the subject.
Is it realistic realistic and possible to make these interesting remaining six assets for every topic, or sometimes do you have to really stretch yourself to get there?
When you say whether you have to stretch or not, sometimes you may have to, yes. But whether it is possible and feasible, yes, most of the time it is. But there is a little bit of imagination that needs to be brought in. There is another asset which can be very challenging, and that is day-to-day relevance. You know, when you're dealing with history and you want to bring in a day-to-day relevance, sometimes you just don't get anything. And you want to talk about even geography. We are talking about coastal areas, and we know our students are not all living in coastal areas. So for them to have a day-to-day relevance to a beach or any one of these becomes a little bit challenging. But then we try to take another aspect of it in their lives. It is basically relating. So they may not be able to relate
and I think
directly.
The multimedia component brings alive a topic that they may not be very familiar with. For example, we always have little atomic sized files of videos and photographs, which a child who has never been to the Sundarbans suddenly starts seeing marshes. And it's a copyright free little visual. So a child who lives in the Himalayan foothills also knows what marshes look like. I guess that balance is something that helps them to relate better than just reading or rote learning.
Definitely. They'll be able to relate and they'll be able to see, and then they get curious. That's what we want them to do, and get curious and learn. That's what insightful learning is all about.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing us up to speed. So Mrs. Usha Raghavan is a science teacher from Nashik in Maharashtra. Saira Madam.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you.
Let me just go back to the time you got involved with this team. If you can briefly and succinctly share with us.
In the year 2010, when Vidyavahini was on the pipeline, a Sai brother approached me and said he wanted a storyboard so that they can animate and show it to Swami. So, on science subject. So, I made one on respiration. There were two characters, Rahul and Nakul. They were going back home and they were discussing about what the teacher had taught about inhalation and exhalation, and a value attached to it. Then they animated and showed it to Swami. Swami said, children should have post-discussion of the academics that they had done in the classroom so that it will increase the value of the academics.
Very
this
nice.
This is what he narrated.
Very, very relevant. Now, our uniqueness is the seamless integration of values. As a science teacher, how realistic is that goal and how do you accomplish it?
See, in natural science, it's very easy. We can bring in.
Give me an example, please.
For example, plants and animals when we are dealing. We can bring in so many values when we talk about plants and animals. So it can be easily
like
integrated.
Photosynthesis responding to love and taming them.
Yes, nutrition, okay, where we bring in food, we should not waste food, all those concepts we can bring. In physical science, certain topics we might find it difficult to add values, but then we try to seamlessly integrate where we cannot. We feel we should not integrate, we just leave as it is. So, in science, we feel it is not essential to add value for each and every topic.
Where possible, you add
Where possible, we add, and it, we are not to bring in story every time. Because when we are dealing with higher classes, we want it to be in the form of a dialogue, or later on we add inquisitive questions, so that the children think and answer, but everything is concerned with values.
You know, Newton started with the inquisitive question,
yeah.
Why did the apple fall on his head? So who knows, maybe Vidyavahini with Swami's grace will produce many more scientists in days to come.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Devyani is my colleague at the center here in Prashanthi Nilayam, and she is by profession a science teacher with many years of experience in the Tamil Nadu board. So Devyani madam, currently you help out in creating content. How do you typically begin your task? If you're given a topic, where do you begin?
Saira, let me first express my gratitude to Swami because he gave me this seva opportunity when I most needed this. Because I was in a difficult situation, I couldn't spend my time. Swami gave this opportunity where I can engage myself fully. Though I am a teacher for the past 36 years, I never know about this seven asset method. I come from an old school of education. So we started the lesson with motivational question, then we presented the subject, and then we do assessment question. All these things then and there we will add. When I came, I was asked to create certain portions, certain outline was given. I had many review from other teachers who were there in Vidyavahini for so many years. Then I thought, these are the things to be implemented, because I was taking only for higher classes. Coming to the lower classes, I find very difficult to frame the syllabus. Now I feel comfortable when lastly I am doing the PLC content.
Primary level content. So that would be grades 1 to 4.
EVS. So I found it very interesting. Huh. And what I feel is definitely this will help the rural teachers to apply this in their day-to-day activities. So they can very easily prepare themselves, though they need not refer any other thing. So the teachers can very well refer all these lessons from the portal, the Divani portal. So they need not prepare extra things. And our multimedia team, they are creating PPTs. They give visual effect to the children. Children from primary level, they learn more from the visual context. Now I feel very much satisfied to work in the PLC level. I did content curation for 2 classes.
What does curation mean? You have to review?
Actually, in 2012 onwards, they have been preparing lessons. So, lesson plan is already there in our portal. Some of them are outdated and we are asked to correct it. So, need not replace the full asset. Then and there, where the mistakes are there, we have to point out. And that is called content curation. That particular asset can be corrected and again it can be uploaded.
So, as a teacher, you feel satisfied offering this well-set thali?
Yes, ma'am.
Full package.
I feel bad that I was not introduced to Vidyavagni when I was teaching, when I was a regular teacher. Though I did teaching, I did for 11th and 12th standard. If I am to take for again for the 11th and 12th standard, it would be better for me. I would have implemented all these 7 method methodology in a seamless manner.
But I guess you're making up for that regret by contributing and making lesson plans for other teachers who will teach the future generation.
I'm thankful to Swami for that.
And our creative skills have improved like anything.
I think that I can very well imagine. Yeah. I must ask you this, madam, again. I'll come back to Mr. Usha Raghavan. Why do you do this?
See, it gives immense satisfaction. First, you know, I feel that our cognitive skills have improved a lot. Rational thinking, logical, analytical thinking, creativity, and from the emotional side also. You know, I have been attached to many types of school. At that time, I did not understand why Swami made me teach in all types of school. But now I understand that when we create content, the face of different types of students and schools come. And then accordingly, we create. Okay?
Because so, you are addressing multiple intelligences.
So there, you know, that empathy, all these things, you know, understanding, all this comes into our mind. So that transformation we can feel.
Only through this.
Yeah.
It's only through Vidyavahini portal, ma'am. Only after coming here, I could feel that. What she says, no? That empathy and everything. We can imagine the children when we write the lesson.
Keeping them in mind.
And to be frank, I don't know ABC of this computer
handling. But you have learned. You have equipped yourself very well.
I am a newcomer. I joined only in 2017, January.
And you're a fast learner. You have learned very quickly.
And life is very meaningful now. You know, every day when we get up, we have got so much work to do. So I think it will be lifelong.
Yes. That's a little scary thought for me. Lifelong. Nahin, the content has to finish. Jai Sai Ram. But we can improve upon it lifelong. We can't have the project run lifelong. Swami, help. But I find that Swami has said when we do seva, the person who benefits the most is the one who provides the seva, not the one who receives. So I think what you ladies are telling me is a testimony to that. I'm going to ask Mrs. Swasthi Nagaraj, you've been a teacher in many different eminent schools. What has Vidyavahini done for you that is different from the teaching experience elsewhere?
Actually, when I got exposed to the 7 assets methodology, though I was teaching, I was applying myself everywhere, and the challenges, especially the international syllabus that throws at you, the kind of students that you come across, was humongous, absolutely. And sometimes I had to scratch my head to find ways to deal with those students and the content part. I felt if I had the tool of 7 assets, things would have been different.
Time, yeah.
Yes, things would have been different because I apply myself differently. Though I tried to be creative all along, but this kind of paved way for it to fall in place very easily. Now, though we say 7 assets, but when you go through a lesson, it has to flow like a single movement. It should not be okay, now I'm doing...
I'm jumping out, in and out of the main dish.
Yes, yeah. That kind of a feel should not be there. And that is a great learning experience for me. And it thrilled me. It continues to thrill me when I look at the theory part of it. How, you know, beautifully and...
But you visit a lot of schools. You must see it playing out also, being transacted in classrooms because you also train.
Yes, actually, when ma'am was saying, I was thinking that, you know, many teachers are using these different assets, only they are not aware. They are not aware, okay, is this day-to-day relevance? You know, kind of, it's a revelation, like your realization, you know, that, okay, you are. So, yes, there are teachers who go out of their way, especially in schools where value education is being done, you know, Educare or Balvikas. There is a little overdose of values, which is sometimes...
contrived a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Force fit at times. And there is overemphasis in the sense also that it gets preachy.
And teaches children tune out immediately.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not what I want. The children know the theory of it. How much of it they practice, we are not sure. But in our assets, we have questions at the end where we make sure that the children, you know, have got it or not got it. We are not saying they have to get it, but we are able to assess whether to what extent it has been driven.
Thank you so much. Mrs. Vidya Thakkar resides in Mumbai and she also contributes content in the subject of social sciences. Sai Ram to you, first of all.
Sai Ram, Karunaji.
Welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you.
It's a very happy moment for me to welcome my colleagues from Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini to Radio Sai, which is also my home.
I was looking forward to this dream day.
Oh, really?
Truly, yeah, from my heart.
The one thing I can share with you with absolute conviction is that nobody can step into this studio or have access to the airwaves without the consent of our boss who's seated right here, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. He is the voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. So welcome to all of you once again.
Thank you, Swami.
So you've been creating content in the area of social sciences. How has your experience been, Vidyaji?
It's been a very fulfilling experience. Right from my days of Balvikas, which rolled out in 68, I now realize why Swami has picked and chosen his students at that stage who could really join in fulfilling his mission over a period of time. I was one of the fortunate few to be groomed in a very large family of 11 to in the full 9 years of Balvikas, culminating with the summer course and receiving my diploma from Swami.
But professionally, you're a chartered accountant.
Yes, by profession, thanks to Swami again, I think he wrote my final year papers.
Now we know who the degree belongs to.
Absolutely, and I'm very happy that he is making me pay back every single word that he wrote for me in my final CA exams.
So you're paying forward for the grace.
Definitely.
By writing your lesson plans.
Yes.
How would you assess the potency of this program, these lessons that we are preparing and putting on a portal? Do you see it as a realistic dream or aspirational goal that can actually change learning in a classroom?
Definitely, if it is what Swami has given us, he has seen the future and it is up to him to make us work to achieve that goal and that golden day of his. I personally visited one of the schools at Davangiri as a reviewer. I could see many sunshines or lamps gleaming in the eyes of those children. There was Swami, Swami and Swami all over the school.
I hope they didn't put up the pictures because you were coming for the review.
It was an ongoing process because the EHV had already reviewed it several years before. And I think it started off when the EHV took place at that school. And I could literally speak to the ex-students too as the alumni meet, parents, the management, the trustees, the teachers. And I found that what they are doing is exactly what Swami is wanting, maybe with a little bit improvement here and there, but this is not far off. The day is not far off when this dream of Swami's will be fulfilled through Vidya Vahini.
So my realistic question to you is, if we give these well-structured, well-made, ready-to-use, ready to take off, like, you know, how do you say in India, parcel or to go kind of food, which is takeout basically. So we give takeout ready meals with everything ready. Does it actually help the teacher, or do some rural teachers think this is a new ball game they have to learn and it's a bit of a burden?
No, I don't think Vidya Vahini is in that way. Initially, we are hand holding. Later on, we are trying to make them self-sufficient. Buying them a meal will satisfy them only once. But teaching them how to cook will make them self-sufficient. So the training is ongoing, as you know from the training vertical. And I'm sure these schools will become full-fledged in their own expertise of using Vidya Vahini and all the deliverables. Maybe we may fall short of work afterwards, but I'm sure Swami is going to give us fresh work and new things to do for the Vidya Vahini program.
I'm sure he will. And also, just creating the content is not the end of the story. It has to be completed, but then we have to visit each of the school to handhold the teachers to make sure, because there's a very high rate of attrition. So it's a revolving door. Every few years, there are new teachers. So to keep the entire ecosystem of a school engaged with Shri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini will require a lot of people who have actually created the content to go into those school communities and make sure that it's transacted correctly the way it's intended.
Yes, absolutely. The methodology of each one, teach one would really help. One thing satisfying is there's very little attrition in these schools with the teachers. The teachers personally said that they wouldn't want to join even a government job or a better public school because of the satisfaction that they get working in schools, which are Sai schools in particular, and now, of course, with the Vidya Vahini also introduced to them. Teaching has become easier, but activities have increased, is what I got the feedback from them.
That's very nice to hear, because at least we are recognizing every child is not cerebral and is not only going to understand his or her learning intellectually.
Absolutely.
And kinesthetic learning is something that we must keep in mind to make the whole experience, as Swami said, enjoyable rather than rote learning based.
That's why they say, thank God it's Monday now. The students are looking forward, especially in Shastri Halli, where it's a school in the heart of a village. The children are looking forward and eager to come to school. As Swami said, instead of the buddies going to the goodie, the school has become the goodie, and that's where the children are enjoying schooling and learning and participating in the school programs more and more.
Thank you so much, Vidyaji.
Thank you, Karunaji.
So this, dear listeners, as you might have figured out by now, we are not only preparing the content for the CBSE syllabus, but also for 6 different state boards. And this is a mammoth task, and it's not like we have a bunch of people working in Prashanthi Nilayam doing it. These are volunteers like the ones you just heard from, Mrs. Vidya Thakkar, Mrs. Usha Raghavan, Mrs. Suhasini Nagraj, and Mrs. Devyani Bala. Only Mrs. Devyani is my colleague in Prashanthi. Everybody else and hundreds of other such highly experienced teachers are all over the world contributing to this content. So it's a huge network of human beings who are only connected virtually, and it's only made possible through efficient coordination to ensure that concepts and lesson plans are mapped to different syllabi and or different levels of learning. And one person who contributes very substantially to this coordination is my colleague, Brother Sai Kumar Kumaraswamy. Sairam, Brother Sai Kumar.
Sairam.
Currently you are in Hyderabad. And earlier, Brother Sai Kumar was in Chennai, but that's of absolutely no relevance to his performance, because he does the entire coordination for Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini content creators virtually, wherever he is, as long as he has internet and as long as he has a computer. So what is involved in your job, brother? Could you please explain to us?
Basically, ma'am, my job is to coordinate with our teachers, IT volunteers. Initially, when we are doing the ABC assets, teacher will be doing the assets, and we will be coordinating with the IT volunteer, and we will be preparing the PowerPoint. Once that is done, then we will be coordinating with judges. We have a judges separate team, so we will coordinate with them, and we will evaluate the asset. Once that is done, we have another process, like the mistakes needs to be corrected. So we have a evaluation. So we will do that one, and the final assets, again, that will be uploaded into portal. Now TCS team has developed a uploaded process, very automated. It's very useful, very easy steps. So now we can easily upload in a simple 2 or 3 steps. We can easily upload the assets into our Vidya Vahini portal,
and then if anybody needs to review it, they can do it on the portal.
Yeah, review process also, it's simpler in the portal. So they can review the asset. Even the creation of assets also very simple in the portal. They can create the asset online, they can review it, and they can publish it.
So let's say I'm a volunteer and I'm registered to do this work. Will I get a notification that a piece of content has been uploaded and it needs to be looked at?
Yes, ma'am. Once we publish the content, there is an option to get a notification. So it will get notified to corresponding schools, SRCs, and the
school relationship coordination.
They will be sent a notification. Notification mail, so that once they get a notification, they can download the latest content from portal and they can deploy it in the
school.
Particular school.
I see. What is the biggest challenge you face in your job as a coordinator for content?
Challenge, when Swami is there, there is no big challenge, ma'am.
That's nice
just
to hear.
Just say, Sairam, well said, everything brother. Will get solved. There is no big
he
challenge.
He literally does it through us.
Truly.
Yes. When we say Sai Ram, while speaking to, if we need any content to be created, just call them and say Sai Ram, our issue gets solved.
Okay. My other question is, you're a busy IT professional yourself. You live in a big city. You have a lot of commuting time and travel time. How do you balance your Vidyavahini duties with your professional life and, you know, your husband, a father, many duties? How do you balance it all? I want to hear that from you from a very realistic point of view, because there are many listeners out there who are wondering, can I do this or will this just mess up my life? So what's your take on it?
Okay, ma'am. Just morning time, to be frank, morning 5 to 6, there will be no problem in home also.
Wife is sleeping, child is sleeping, yeah, let her sleep in, good for her health.
So morning 5 to 6.30 we can do the any kind of work. But once kids go to school, my office work will be 12 o'clock. So once kids go to school, we are free from 8 to 12. So we utilize that time for doing their service.
Oh, wonderful. Very nice to hear that from a young person like you who is able to do the homework with the Vidyavahini balance all there. Thank you, brother. Sai Ram.
Thank you.
And I think what makes it easy is that your wife is on the same page. She's a volunteer too.
Yes, ma'am. Satya, she's also part of content coordination also. So she also take care of some of work. So we balance and...
I really need to find out from her who does more, but for now I'll take your word that you do it equally. And of course your entire extended family is involved in Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini, and that I think is Swami's grace on you and yes. A great blessing to us as a program. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Now my very young colleague, Mr. Prantik Sen, is a software engineer with Oracle in Bangalore, and he's been a great asset to the content team because we are dealing with a network of people who live in different geographical regions and in different time zones, and the content has to be completed. That's the word given to Swami. And just like Brother Sai Kumar, Mr. Prantik Sen also contributes to this process because he coordinates the social sciences bit. Sai Ram Prantik?
Sai Ram, ma'am.
Can you please tell us how exactly do you go about doing the coordination?
My work involves acting as a bridge between the content creators, the subject matter experts who actually prepare the pedagogy content, and with the multimedia volunteers who would be preparing the PowerPoint presentations for the content, then getting the assets reviewed by the reviewers, getting the language review done, then multimedia review done, and finally getting all the assets ported to the portal.
So how do you track where each bit of work is? There are so many simultaneous projects happening for different grades, different syllabuses, state syllabus, CBSE. How do you track the development and progress, and how do you push things?
Right. So I have trackers which I maintain from time to time. Whatever task I have assigned to a particular subject matter expert or an IT volunteer, so I have trackers to track that, and I keep a note of that from time to time.
How do you manage your time? When do you do this?
So this is mostly after my office hours and weekends I am free. So entire weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I kind of, to the best possible extent, I try to devote to Vidyavahini.
Isn't that boring? Shouldn't you be doing something more fun on a weekend, Prantik?
So, yeah, that is again there. But then with Bangalore traffic...
You'd rather be home in front of your computer?
rather be home in front of my computer than venturing out somewhere.
I see. Now, tell me, is it difficult when you approach people, whether it's the IT volunteer, the multimedia team, that, you know, brother or sister, something is pending and I need you to finish it so that this piece of knowledge can move forward to the next step, because there are so many little stages involved to maintain quality.
Right. So we try to maintain a proper communication time to time. Like I try to be in touch with all the stakeholders from time to time, be it the authors, be it the multimedia volunteers who are working with the authors. And we try to do our best possible to kind of reduce the communication gap. So that is how the journey has been till now. And it has been fantastic experience, even for me. Like when I see some of these assets, I feel that I should go back to my student days and relearn those things.
The Vidyavahini way. We all need to be re-educated all over again.
Right.
Maybe I'll finally understand science if someone taught me the Vidyavahini way.
Right.
And math also, which I barely ever passed. Okay.
Social science was something I wanted to run away during my student days. And now I feel it's so fun. Like
and
I should go back.
And it's funny, you're coordinating social science.
I am coordinating social science now.
You tested the most. interest.
Right.
And you're falling in love with the
I'm
subject.
I'm falling in love with the subject.
Very reassuring to hear. I hope so are the children for whom these lessons are prepared.
Right.
Thank you so much for all your hard work. It's so nice. What would be your message to young people like yourself who are out there listening? They're software engineers. They live in big cities. They have bad traffic. So, you know, you have a solution to avoid the weekend traffic jams. What would you say to them?
So, if you are bored during weekends, Vidyavahini is something where you can contribute, at least in cities like Bangalore, Hyderabad, and
Delhi.
They
can get Netflix also, right, if they're bored. So why Vidyavahini?
It would, instead of like blaming the government for not doing enough in the education sector, you have a platform where you can contribute right away. Swami has given us that opportunity and we can grab it with both hands. And at the end of the day, we get satisfaction after doing this. So that is something which I would like to say to all the youngsters, all my age people over there.
Very well said. Thank you so much, Prantik. Sairam. Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory on Thursday, the 10th of January, 2019. The exact time in our studio right now is 44 minutes past 10 a.m., and that would be Indian Standard Time. What you just heard was part one of my multiple part conversations with my colleagues at Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini, explaining to our listeners what the program is all about. And at the start of this program, I asked you a question, and I'm very happy to say I've received a reasonable amount of immediate response on our WhatsApp number, which is 9393258258, and I will start reading those answers to you in a bit. I also want to share with you that there are multiple aspects of this program and there are many volunteers involved with it. And I was very fortunate that I could catch up with a few of them, not all teams, but as many as I possibly could on the afternoon of December 2nd, because that's when our annual meet had concluded and most people had flights to catch and trains to take. So whoever I could catch hold of, I have recorded a number of interviews and very interesting, meaningful conversations. You will be amazed to know, for example, the deep interest that Corporate India has in Vidyavahini. Now, that interview, that conversation about why a company like Deloitte or a company like Intel wants to participate in this project, that will be coming up next Thursday, same place, same time, and the Thursday after that also. And may I also share with our dear listeners the fact that although I will be away from the studio for the next two Thursdays because I'm traveling on Vidyavahini work, I have lined up these interviews and they are exceedingly interesting and informative and gripping. And every interview, I will pre-record a question for you. And you must keep sending your answers, because as soon as I'm back on January the 31st, I think that's the last Thursday of the month, I will read out all your answers and I will know how far has the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini awareness quotient gone, if it has actually risen. But today at this moment I feel extremely hopeful, because I want to read to you some of the answers I have received just as soon as my phone acts normal. So one of the first answers I have received is from Sister Rekha, who says, Sairam, very good morning. Look forward to you every Thursday, Karunaji. Thank you, Sister Rekha. And we look forward to listeners like yourselves. Then there is an answer from Sister Usha Kaundinya writes, Sairam, the three prasads are content, training and teaching aids. Good answer, Usha. Perfect. That is the correct answer. And congratulations to you, Usha Kaundinya. I wish you had told me where you are from, though. You didn't mention your place. Then the answer from Rani Rao in South Africa is delicious. She says the three contents Vidyavahini serves are tamarind rice, laddu and vibhuti. Sister, actually, tamarind rice, laddu and cloves is what Bhagwan serves during Gram Seva. But delectable. It makes me hungry, so no problems. I think Brother Yoga Kumaran Nadraja from Canada had the same answer. So Brother Yoga, I think food is on your mind because it's middle of the night in Toronto where you're writing from, and I guess you're hungry. I don't blame you. Now, Rekha Vagela from Mumbai, maybe it's the same Rekha, says the three gifts are teaching material in the form of content, teacher's training
and teaching aid for kinesthetic students. Wonderful. You've been paying attention, Sister Rekha. Congratulations to you. And Divya Trivedi, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia writes, and Divya is our very hardworking volunteer at Radio Sai. She transcribes everything in a jiffy. Her answer says, 3 packages of Swami's Prasadam for rural teachers from Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini are content, training and teaching aids. Music to my ear, Divya. I just love that answer. And then I have an answer from Bindu Dinesh Chandar from Chennai, Tamil Nadu, who says the 3 Vidya Vahini deliverables are content, training, teaching aids. Well done, Bindu. You get the gold medal for that absolutely correct answer. And then Lakshmi Menon from Panvel in Mumbai says, lesson plans, training and teaching aids. Beautiful prasadam indeed. Thrilled to communicate to Radio Sai on WhatsApp. Thank you, Lakshmi Menon of Panvel, Mumbai. Your answer is correct. By lesson plans, you mean content? Absolutely right. There's also, I have an answer which says content creation team, ITV's multimedia. Doesn't say who sent it. Okay, good guess. Okay, I think it's from Supriya from Bengaluru. She says content creation team. Okay, ITV's. Okay, in technology and multimedia. Haha. Close enough, but not exactly what I was looking for, Supriya. Thank you for participating, though. Then I have an answer which says, Sairam Karuna Didi, answer to quiz now about Vidya Vahini training, subject matter experts or SMEs and training aids. Whoever has written to me didn't put their name there, but dear sister or brother, you're getting on to the Vidya Vahini vibe because you wrote SMEs. You know, we use a lot of jargon and abbreviations, so it looks like it's rubbing off to our listeners also. And yes, subject matter is the content, training is there, and training aids. Yes, very much so. Thank you. And then there's an answer from Mrudula Murthy, who's a regular listener of Radio Sai. Mrudula says, number 1, content. Number 2, training. Number 3, teaching aids. Mrudula Murthy, you are right as always. And I think being a Balvikas guru helps you to be so smart. Then I have a reply which says, Om Shri Sairam, Sister Karuna, healthy, happy, holy new year 2019. Thank you for your question. The 3 prasadams that Swami sends to each teacher of Vidya Vahini are, number 1, teaching resources. Number 2, training components. Number 3, teaching aids. This is wonderful in what Swami does. I pray this becomes international like EHV and SSE, which is Balvikas to all. Signing off from Brother Ahilan Sivaswamy, based in Appleton City, northeast of Wisconsin State, in midwest of USA, the heartland. The time here is 10:42 p.m. And also, happy Pongal, happy Makar Sankranti, happy Lodi celebrations. Thank you for having Radio Sai WhatsApp feedback number. Enjoy the sports meet too. Jai Sai Ram. Brother Ahilan Sivaswamy, thank you for the answer, which was correct. And yes, we are looking forward to enjoying our sports meet. And thank you for all your wonderful greetings. The next message is from Sarma Pulela from Connecticut, USA. The 3 deliverables of Vidya Vahini are content, training and teaching aids. Thank you, Sri Sarma Pulela, sir, for that correct answer. And then Supriya Bank from Bengaluru writes, I mean creative team, training team, teaching team. Okay, Supriya, you have got it and we give you full marks. Nicely done. And then there is a message which doesn't say the name of the place. It says, Om Sai Ram, I'm sorry to use this number to ask you if you can send me your talk about using different subject, bringing in values, Jai Sai Ram. So, dear listener, whoever you are, we need to know who you are and where you are from and if there's an email ID and we can connect further. If anybody has any further questions or queries, you can write to us at listener@radiosai.org. And or you can reach me at karuna@radiosai.org. And I'm just checking in case I have missed something. Yes, I have one answer on my email also. It says, I have a very nice answer from one of my regular brothers who said that came to work before the bhajan complete, had a strong argument with my supervisor, and your opening remarks suited me. Thank you, Swami. Swami telling him, I'm watching you and don't fight. So, dear listener brother, I understand. It happens to all of us. And sometimes, you know, we just hear Swami's words on Radio Sai, and it's just what we need to hear. So, we are glad to be instruments in his hands, because everything that happens here is out of his grace. Now, with that, dear listeners, may I remind you that I would love for you to join me on Morning Glory, even though, like, I won't be here live. I will pre-record my sessions and keep them for the next 2 episodes. And I have some amazing stories to share with you of how this whole program works. What is the origin? How does the technology flow? Why are big IT companies interested in Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini? This is an amazing wealth of knowledge which reveals to us the glory of the Paripurna Avatar Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the power that brand carries and the power to inspire people to be sacrificing, to give their best. I simply cannot tell you what amazing individuals I get to work with, how high profile they are in their personal, in their professional lives and how humble they are in their personal lives because they treat their Vidya Vahini work as their personal sadhana. For me, it's such a great learning to be part of that team and I'm deeply humbled to learn so much from such amazing people who have all the patience in the world to deal with so many different challenges, because the program is undergoing a huge revamp. It's taking a quantum jump while it's still in motion. Now, it's something like a friend of mine was explaining. He said it's like you're trying to change the wheels of a car while it's still in motion at 120 kilometers an hour. So all that is happening and there are so many good intentions, pure-hearted people working day and night to make it happen. I would request you, dear sisters and brothers, to stay tuned to Morning Glory every single Thursday and catch up with that. It will inspire you deeply. Now, speaking of, and I'm waiting for your feedback. As always, your feedback to this episode of Morning Glory and any other offering by Radio Sai, you can always reach us by email at listener@radiosai.org or at our WhatsApp number, which is 9393-258-258. Now, before I end, I want to tell you something which is very moving. I just had my little I need a tissue moment a few minutes ago when I was playing the file. That's because, you know, we have a series called the Melodic Stories. It started in June of 2018. We use this to, it helps us to connect with certain bhajans and songs with some background stories that help us to stick. Now, this season we have a new series of Melodic series. And we're going to start with the Sports Meet Special. And this has just been posted on Radio Sai's YouTube channel. This is about all that the children of Swami do, his students, for 2 weeks in the hot sun. From early morning, they go in the dark, they come back in the dark. They stretch themselves beyond their limits. What is powering them? Why are they doing it? There is a song we want to share with you. And this gives you a glimpse into what moves this event. And it starts with Swami's own voice, Swami explaining an incident, because we always connect a song with a story. This incident is in Bhagwan's own voice about a boy, about one of his students from the year 2002. And I want you to know a little bit of a background about this song. It's called Puchona Kaisi Hai Meri Ma. And this song, Puchona Kaisi Hai Meri Ma, which means, don't ask me how is my mom. And because she's just so incredibly awesome. And now Ashwath, brother Ashwath Narayan, who is one of our Prashanti Mandir singers, eminent singers, and also Dr. Ashwath Narayan now, because he's a PhD in sciences from our university, Ashwath sang this song in Kodaikanal in Bhagwan's presence once. And when brother Ashwath sang it, Swami liked it so much that Swami requested it to be repeated multiple number of times. So Ashwath has such fond, beautiful emotions and emotional connect with the song and memories from that moment when he was looking into the eyes of the Divine Mother and singing to her, pouring his heart out and singing to her about how wonderful she is. This same song we have created with visuals and put it up on our, you can just go to our YouTube channel, Radio Sai, and enjoy. And I only have one sisterly advice for you. Make sure you have a handkerchief or a tissue handy. It's so moving. So I want to close the show with the audio track of that song. I urge you to just take a deep breath, sit back, close your eyes and listen. Until we meet again, please stay tuned to Radio Sai 24/7, your everyday, every moment connect with Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Thank you for your company and enjoy the song, Poochho Na Kaisi Hai Meri Ma. Don't even ask, what is my mother like? She's just incredibly divine. And the thought of her, what it does to her heart, she just churns it. And I think, get ready for a beautiful experience. Thank you.
One of the salient features of the Sri Satya Sai system of integral education is the harmonious blossoming of the head, the heart, and the hand. Intellectually sharp, physically sound, and spiritually aware, this is how every student should shine. And one glorious illustration of this grooming is the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions that happens on the 11th of January every year in Prashantinilayam. It is an eye-popping display of physical agility, mental stability, and indomitable faith in the power of divinity within. Every year sees adventurous and lovely, innovative and lively events being offered to Bhagwan, many of them needing great courage and actually months and years of practice. But Bhagwan's students pick up and perform them in just 15 days. One such vibrant display was the performance of Lion Dance by the students in 2002. It was a Herculean task to master this art in 2 weeks, but for the students, nothing is impossible. With Swami, everything is Him possible. And Swami's deep involvement in this, right from the practice sessions, was the highlight of this offering. In fact, in a moving discourse, Swami Himself recalled an anecdote that happened during the rehearsal session.
Darjeeling boy, he likes dance lopala. ఉద్దన్న కూడాను వెనుక స్వామికి ఆశ్చర్యకరమైనటువంటి యొక్క దృశ్యాన్ని నిరూపించాలని పైకి ఎక్కాడు 12 అడుగుల పైకి. అక్కడి నుంచి జారి పడ్డాడు. పడేటప్పటికి మెడ చాలా వాచిపోయింది. అప్పుడు నాయన, నీవు కొన్ని దినాలు రెస్ట్ తీసుకో, నీ స్థానానికి ఇంకొక నందించమని చెప్పాను. అబ్బాయి చెప్పాడు, స్వామి నా జీవితం మీ నిమిత్తమై ఏర్పడినటువంటిది, మీకు అర్పితం కాకుండా ఇంకొకరికి ఈ స్థానంలో నేను ఎట్టు చోటిస్తాను, కట్టుబట్టి సాధిస్తానని చెప్పని ప్రమాణం చేశాడు. అంత దీక్షకై నాకెంతయో మనసు ఆనందపడింది. నేను చేయి పెట్టి మెడపైన తిద్ది ఇంకా సరిపోతుంది పోమన్నాను. వారి వారి సంకల్పంను పురస్కరించుకుని నా యొక్క సంకల్పం కూడాను అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వస్తుంది. కట్టకడపటికి ఆ స్థానంలో ఆ అబ్బాయే దీనికి తగినటువంటి ప్రదర్శన చేసి చాలా ఆనందపరిచాడు.
జస్ట్ లైక్ దిస్ డార్జిలింగ్ బాయ్, ఇఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ బీట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సాయి, if we do everything only to bring a smile on his face, then our lives will become a series of celebrations of his miraculous presence. In fact, the universe will rearrange itself to ensure that his love protects us like the eyelids protect the eye.
Swami ante pillalandarki pranam.
Boys take Bhagavan as their very life.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధ డిసప్పాయింట్ కాకూడదు.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి డిసప్పాయింట్.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధమైనటువంటి అనానుకూలములు సంభవించకూడదు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ఫేస్ ఎనీ ఇన్కన్వీనియన్సెస్.
పిల్లలందరూ క్షేమంగా ఉండాలి.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ బి సేఫ్ అండ్ సెక్యూర్.
పిల్లలే నా ప్రాపర్టీ అని అనేక పర్యాయం చెప్పాను.
భగవాన్ సెడ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ హిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
పిల్లలు క్షేమంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు క్షేమం.
And boys are secure, Bhagwan.
పిల్లలు ఆనందంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు ఆనందము. అంత తల్లి కంటే 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ కంటే ఎక్కువగా చూస్తుంటాడు స్వామి. వంట ఇంట కంటా ఉండి అన్ని విధానం నిన్ను సంరక్షిస్తాడు.
గాడ్ ఈస్ విత్ యూ, ఇన్ యూ, అబౌవ్ యూ, బిలో యూ, అరౌండ్ యూ, అండ్ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ యూ.
మీ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
హూ ఇస్ యువర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్? గాడ్ ఈస్ యువర్ బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। मैं अपना लक्ष्य छोड़ दूँ, हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दूँ, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दूँ। तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है, मैं संसार भी छोड़ दूँ। गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। अरे गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ। वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ। दिल में बसने वाली साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साईं माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ।